Do we have any sound amplification out here?
Get it right now. You mean I struggle with it? Try hard.
I think I'll get started here, even though I don't have any sound. It's going to be the RP, huh?
Thank you.
to the fire?
Yeah.
I don't do the fire until after you do all my stuff. Do it later.
Do it later. For the fire sacrifice and for initiation of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Of Bhakta Nick, known as Chota Nick, which is a big Nick around somewhere. and Bhakti Karen. So what I've done is we have here Sripad. Lord Vishnu is the Lord of the Sacrifice, has been installed here. And of course we have Radha and Krishna and Shalagram Shiva. Ananta Shiva, yeah, we're just Ananta Dei here for the witness of this sacrifice. This, we do the sacrifice, this kind of yajna, especially when we are taking vows. So at the time of initiation, the initiates are taking very solemn vows, as you shall hear, promising to follow the order of the spiritual master. And the spiritual master also is promising to take spiritual responsibility for the disciples back to Godhead. So the first thing we'll do is we'll do a little purificatory ceremony. You have these little cups in front of you. So you take a little spoon in your left hand and then put a little spoonful of water, 3 spoonfuls of water into the palm of your right hand, like this. Make a little pond there. And then you sip it, and then take another spoonful and wash your hands. And then say after me, everybody can say after me. Om Apavitra
Apavitra
Apavitrova
Apavitrova
Sarvavastam
Sarvavastam
Satopiva
Satopiva
Ya Mare
Mare
Undarikaksham
Undarikaksham
Sa
Baya
Baya
Abhyankara
Abhyankara Suchihi
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Now we do it again. Make a little kund in the palm of your hand and 3 spoonfuls of water and sip and then wash your hands. And again we chant,
Om
Apavitra
Apavitra
Avitrova
Avitrova
Sarvavastam
Sarvavastam
Yatopiva
Yatopiva
Ya
Mare
Pundrikaksham
Pundrikaksham
Maya Avyantara
Suchihi
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu.
One more time.
1, 2, 3. Sip and wash.
Om
Apavitra
Pavitro Va Sarvavastam Satopiva Ya Smare
Pundarikaksham
Sa
Maya
Abhyantara
Suchihi
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu
Sri Vishnu.
The meaning of this mantra says that whether one is
pure or impure, whether a person is pure or impure, or sarvavasam gatopiva, whether that person, whatever circumstances of life a person finds oneself in, if one can remember the Lord Pundrikaksham, who has lotus eyes, then one is suci, clean, inside and out. So this is about the spiritual power of constant remembrance of the Lord, which we practice by always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, a convenient way of doing things. So I want to speak a few minutes about this process of initiation. These devotees are being formally initiated into the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra. Now, the Hare Krishna Mantra is something that anyone can chant. If you want to chant Vedic mantras, you have to have so many qualifications. But for the Hare Krishna Mantra, you just ask anybody to join in. Many people chant the Hare Krishna Mantra and make spiritual progress just by chanting. So what is the meaning of this initiation? And the word initiate, by the way, of course, just means to begin. Nick and Karen have already been chanting for some time. So what this is that while anyone can chant the Hare Krishna Mantra and make spiritual progress, if one really becomes serious and committing oneself to going back to Godhead, to developing love of Krishna as the main goal of their lives, and with the side effect of becoming liberated from material bondage, and also being committed to help other people go through of the same process, then one has to follow a certain practices. And so initiation is the formal commitment to embark upon this spiritual path. Anybody can chant the holy name, but if one wants to experience the full potencies of the holy name and derive all benefits from chanting, then initiation is very important. Because when there's initiation, one has now become committed to not just chanting the holy name, but to cultivating the holy name. Krishna and Krishna's name are the same. Whenever I say Krishna, the Rama, or Govinda, Krishna is present in that name. Yet I don't realize this. I don't really understand that Krishna is present, because if I did, my eyes would fill with tears, my hair would stand on end, I would be rolling on the ground in ecstasy, because Krishna and Krishna's name are the same. So this means that I need to do something in order to realize the full potency and meaning of the Hare Krishna Mantra. The Lord is very kind. He has many, many names, and He's given them, filled them with His spiritual potencies, and for actually chanting them, the rules and regulations are not so tight. But still, one has to be take a certain amount of care when chanting, and that is one has to chant the Hare Krishna Mantra while trying to give up offenses. The reason that we are not able to appreciate the holy name is because when we chant, we may be committing some offenses against the holy name. So to embark on this path is to be committed to following some rules and regulations, because this Hare Krishna Mantra is purifying. When we chant the Hare Krishna Mantra, it destroys so many sinful reactions. At the same time, If we chant the Hare Krishna mantra and then go do sinful reactions, where are we getting? Well, we're like the elephant that goes into the water and bathes, and as soon as he gets out, throws dirt all over himself again. There's no progress. So therefore, people take vows to follow certain rules and regulations. We have four regulative principles that we are committed to in order to bring out or to realize the potencies of the Hare Krishna mantra. One, we don't eat any meat, fish, or eggs. Actually, we eat food that has been offered to Krishna, Krishna Prasadam. We don't eat material food. We don't take any intoxicants, not the stronger stuff that's around these days, and not even the stuff they serve in Starbucks. And that way we also save a lot of money. We don't engage in illicit sex. There's no sex outside of marriage, and within marriage, restricted to procreation of children. And we don't engage in gambling and speculative enterprises, or business enterprises, or absorption in time-wasting sports and video games and all these other kinds of stuff like that. But this means that we are serious about the Hare Krishna mantra. And then we also take a vow, Prabhupada said, for initiation, to chant the Hare Krishna mantra on beads, going around once on the beads 16 times a day, about an hour and a half, 2 hours of chanting every day. When one takes a vow and keeps it, it becomes spiritually more powerful. And then one has to chant while trying to give up offenses. And so at this time, Prabhupada has always asked that we mention these offenses against the Hare Krishna mantra. One offense, first offense, is to blaspheme devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. There are many devotees who had made it their business to spread the Krishna consciousness movement, and one should not find fault with them. One should be very reluctant to even notice any faults that a devotee may have, because the devotee who has become a committed servant of the holy name is very dear to the holy name. And therefore, we have to be very careful about finding fault or criticizing devotees. It's also an offense to consider the names of the demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu or Krishna is the absolute truth. He's that on which everyone else depends. The devatas, and Surya, Chandra, Durga, they are his servants. So their names are not the same or equal to the same as the name of Krishna or Vishnu or Narayana. It's an offense to disobey the order of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the representative of the holy name and gives instruction on how we can make spiritual advancement. One should consider the spiritual master as the representative of Krishna. And so if you think that my spiritual master has told me to do this, and I'll think about it, maybe I will, maybe I won't, like I might think about something my mother said, then one has not understood the position of the spiritual master. An offense to blaspheme the Vedic literature or the literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, these are all spiritual literature. They're not productions of the material world. And one should not compare them with ordinary man-made works. The spiritual literature of the Vedas is called Apurusheya. That is descended from the spiritual world and not made up by anybody. To consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to the imagination. The Hare Krishna mantra is extremely powerful, and it has been glorified in the scriptures We've been saying that one utterance of the holy name can rid one of more sinful reactions than you could even
ever commit. You think, oh, hey, I'll let you stay the same as to encourage us. Then this is also an offense against the holy name. There are no exaggerations about the powers of the holy name. If we don't experience it, that is not the problem of the holy name, that is our problem. But if we actually follow the process, we will see that everything that Shastri says about the holy name is actually true. It's also an offense to give some interpretation of the holy name of the Lord. Now, people also know that from chanting, almost right away, you feel some effect, and then people say, well, why does it work? Why does it have its effect? Because it is Krishna. Because by chanting, you are in contact with Krishna, who's the supreme pure, and he's purifying us. But some people don't believe this. And they say, well, there are various fashions in explanation that chanting Hare Krishna increases the endorphins, or that it does something between your left brain and your right brain balance, or all kinds of theories like that go along, giving some interpretation. So we should not be like this. We should understand that the Hare Krishna mantra is transcendental and transcendentally purifying. It's an offense to commit sinful activities in the strength of chanting the holy name. We hear, and it's a fact, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra can destroy so many sinful reactions, and I say, this is really cool. I'll go out, have a few beers, chant a couple of rounds, and there'll be no sinful reactions. Now we've engaged the holy name in our sinister activities. If we take what is the means of our deliverance and use it to increase our material bondage, then how will we be saved? So we are committing a terrible offense against the holy name, and we cannot expect that there will be very much results in chanting. Because if we are committing offenses and we are not doing anything about it, then our chanting is called Nam Aparad. And when we are chanting on this platform of Nam Aparad or offensive chanting, we're committing offenses and not doing anything about it, then the holy name is not very potent. That is to say, this potency is unmanifest. It's about the same as letters of the alphabet. You'll not feel much effect. If we chant like that, we commit offenses and we don't do anything about it, then Prabhupada compared this to trying to cook with smoke. We have to cook with a fire. If our fuel is wet and there's just a lot of smoke and no heat, will be very inconvenient and it will take a long time to get our meal. So we need a fire. So all these offenses, they have to be avoided. We have to try to avoid them. Let me finish this list. To consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas, the sort of activities, the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas, that is one of these things that by chanting you get parking places and or you chant for this material benefit, or that this is also an offense against the holy name. It's an offense to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. I hope no one is faithless here in this audience today. I'm assuming you have a faithful audience. Because if somebody is hostile or inimical, these things should not be explained. They'll only increase their hostility. It's an offense not to have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name, and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. This is something that we should understand clearly, that the holy name will bestow on us the highest benediction of love for Krishna. When we achieve that, we understand that we have achieved everything that we could ever want. We will be fulfilled in all departments. We should have this conviction.
If we think, yes, I want what the Holy Name gives, but also I must have money, then I have some lack of faith in the Holy Name. So I should not maintain material desires. We may have material desires. That's not yet an offense. The offense comes when I maintain it, when I refuse to at least say to Krishna, please destroy this. Finally, it's an offense to be inattentive while chanting. When we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, we are calling on Krishna, please come into my heart. We're inviting him. And if while I'm inviting Krishna to come, at the same time I'm not paying attention, then it's rude. Say I've invited an important person to my house, my guru or some sannyasi or the boss of my company or whatever. So some important person has come to my house and has agreed to visit, and that person comes, I have to greet them with attention. If he shows up at the door and I'm in the backyard watering my tomato plant, and I say, oh yeah, I'll be there, just make yourself at home, this is not very nice. It's rude. So similarly, while we are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we have to be attentive. So if I chant the Hare Krishna mantra and my mind starts to wander and I just let it wander and I get so many good ideas, then this is a chanting on the offensive platform. But if I chant while I'm trying to give up offenses, then when I notice my mind is wandering, I bring it back. And if it wanders again, I bring it back. Of course, on the pure stage, when the Holy Name has revealed himself, then my mind is stuck so fast it's hard to get it away to think about anything else. And if I do, it'll come right back to the Holy Name. So when we are chanting on this clearing stage, the pure name isn't manifest. But what is manifest is called Nama Basa. This is the dawning light of the Holy Name. The pure name, the Holy Name, is below the horizon, but it's coming, and the dawning light is in the sky. This Nama Basa, which occurs when I am trying to give up offenses, I am not perfect. But I'm trying. I'm trying to give up offenses. And even if I have a hard time, I'm not discouraged. I keep on trying. Then this Nama Basa is there. And this dawning light of the Holy Name, it destroys all sinful reaction and actually brings one to the platform of liberation. Then when the pure name is manifest, the result is Krishna Prema, pure love of Krishna. So this is the very important things to know about the cultivation of the Holy Name. If we want to be serious about the human form of life and realize all our potential as human beings, we should take to this process of cultivating the Holy Name, a process which begins when we become serious about becoming initiated into this practice. And under guidance of the spiritual master, we cultivate the Holy Name so that all the dirty things begin to go away from the heart, and we become fixed in Krishna consciousness, and we become more fond of doing devotional activities than any other thing. And in this way, we advance more and more to the stage of ecstasy and Krishna prema, pure love of God. So this is what this initiation is about. Now, what I'm going to do is call the candidates forward, and here we go. They have given me some, these are the beads they're going to chant on. This is mixed beads here. And so I've chanted on them one round, and these are the beads with which he'll be initiated. And he'll also get, because initiation is called a second birth, so you get a new name. So because you've got a new life. That's what a new name is for. So, Nick, you want to come up over here?
So the spiritual names that we give, they always end in das, which means servant, or dasi, the feminine, meaning the servant, a maid servant of Krishna or Krishna's devotee, like that. So that now that becomes my identity. I am the servant of Krishna. So first of all, may I ask you, what are the four regulative principles?
No eating meat, fish or eggs, no liquid, no intoxication, and no gambling.
Very good. You promise to follow those principles? And on these beats, how many rounds will you chant every day without fail?
At least 16.
At least 16. Attentively. Thank you very much for saying attentively. So you hold out your right hand here. So your spiritual name is Nityananda Ramdas. In Chaitanya Charitamrita in the beginning, Nityananda Prabhu is always referred to as Nityananda Ram because he is also Balaram. You're the servant of Nityananda Ram, which means especially you have to be committed to giving Krishna consciousness to other people, especially those who are unworthy, which is everyone.
Okay.
Karen, you want to come up here? So, why don't you come a little bit closer? Yes, I can read. What are the four regular principles?
No eating, no fish or eggs, no gambling, no intoxication, no
religion. Very good. You promise to follow those four principles? And how many rounds will you chant every day on the beat without fail? Huh?
At least 16.
At least 16. Very good. So, your name is Karuna Puna Devidasa. Karuna Puna means full of mercy. This is a name or a quality of Srimati Radharani. And her qualities are listed, this one is there, Karuna Puna. So you have to be very merciful to everybody by giving them Krishna consciousness and helping them. Full of mercy. Also, on the material level, this is a very, very good quality for a research librarian. Having spent a lot of time doing research, whenever I find a merciful librarian, I really appreciate it. So now to cement this occasion, we will have a fire sacrifice. Here we will light this sacrificial fire, and then after it's going, this fire is the mouth of Lord Vishnu, Agni, the mouth of Vishnu. And when we light this fire, we will be chanting auspicious mantras and throwing grains into the fire. We can have a little, just chant a little bit till we get the flames going. Oops.
They do.
So we're about to begin.
Huh?
If anybody else, the initiates are the main ones that throw these grains into the fire. What I'm going to do is chant a series of auspicious mantras or guru parampara and to their deities in our tradition that we worship. At the end of every mantra, or sometimes group of mantra, I'll say the word swaha. At that time, you take a little pinch of grains between these two middle fingers and your thumb and throw it into the fire. Just a little bit, because it takes a while. These are, they go on for a while, so you'll run out if you're not careful.
Those of you who have grains here and want to throw in, you're going to have to come sit up here on the ground or something, huh? Otherwise, you won't reach anybody who wants to. You have to kneel down or sit on the grass or something like that. Or, yeah, because if you stand up, then nobody will be able to see. So you're going to have to be considerate of the people in the back. And so try to be a little accurate when you're throwing the grains. Just not get them all over the priests and the ships and all that. Are you ready to go? You want to do the rest of those? So I'll say, we'll do this like we did the Om Upa Vitra prayers. You say the words after me. And then when I say swaha, a little bit of grains in the fire, then I, with this ladle, will put some ghee in. Are you ready to go? So after me. Om Ajnana Timuram Dasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Milikam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Svaha Svaha
Krishna, 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 Krish
Bhutale
Srimate
Bhakti Siddhanta
Saraswati
Nitya Namine Sri Varshabhanavi Nidhi Chaitaya Tripabdaye
Krishna
Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhurya
Ujjvala
Madhya
Sri
Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya
Namostute
Namaste
Yauravani
Srimurtaye
Dinatarine
Rupanuga
Viruddha
Appasiddhanta
Vanda
Harine
Svaha
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 Namo Gaura Kishoraya
Sakshat
Vairagya
Murtaye
Vipralamba Sambhode Padambhujaya
Hey
Namaha
Svaha
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 Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaurashakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Svaha
Svaha
Svaha Gaura Abhirbhava Bhumistvam Nirdishta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhauma Sri Jagannathaya Namaha
Svaha
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 Vancha
Kalpa
Rupyascha
Kripa
Sindhubhya
Devacha
Patitana Bhavanebhyo
Vaishnavebhyo
Namo
Namaha
Svaha
Svaha
Svaha Pancha Tattva
Atmakam
Krishnam
Bhukta
Rupa
Sarupakam
Satyavataram
Bhaktakyam
Namami
Bhaktashaktikam
Svaha
Svaha
Sankarshana
Karana
Toyashai
Garbhodashai
Cha Kayogdishai Sheshascha Yashamsha
Kala
Sa Nityanandakya
Rama
Sharanam
Namastu
Nityanandam
Aham
Naomi
Sarvananda
Param Param
Harinama
Padam Devam
Avaduta
Shiromani
Svaha
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 Namo
Mahavaranyaya
Krishna
Prema
Adaya
Sadayate
Krishnaya
Krishna
Chaitanya
Namne
Gaura
Vishye
Namaha
Swaha
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 Namaste
Paragraha
Namaste
Mushala
Yudha
Namaste
Devati
Kanta
Namaste
Vakya
Vatsala
Namaste
Dharanidara
Namaste
Malanam Srishta
Pralambare
Namaste Su
Ehimam
Vishnupurvaja
Svaha
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 Hey Krishna
Karuna
Sindho
Dina
Bandho
Jagatpate
Gopesha
Gopika
Kanta
Radha
Kanta
Namostute
Svaha
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 Jayatam
Surtao
Pango
Mamma
Manda
Mathir
Gati
Matsarvasva
Padambuja
Radha
Madana
Mohana
Svaha
Svaha
Vrindaranya
Kalpajumadha
Srima
Ratnagara
Simhasana
Dao
Srimad
Radha
Srila
Govinda Devao
Vishkaliri
Sevyamanao
Morami
Svaha
Svaha
Sriman
Rasa
Rasarambi
Vamshivaka
Tattasitaha
Harshan
Venu
Svanaya
Gopir
Gopinata
Sriyesunaha
Svaha
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 Sapta
Kanchana
Gaurangi
Radhe
Vrindavaneshwari
Vrishabhanu
Sute Devi
Pranamami
Hari
Priye
Svaha
Sri Krishna
Chaitanya
Prabhu
Nityananda
Sri
Advaita
Vridhara
Sri Vasadi
Gaurabhakta
Vrinda
Svaha
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 Hare
Krishna
Hare
Krishna
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 Hare
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 Rama
Hare
Rama
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 Hare
Hare
Swaha
Swaha
Can please stand for this part, and the initiates, you have a banana on your plate. So the next mantra, I will say
three times.
And then after the end of three times, I'll say Swaha, and we will put the bananas in the fire, if you gently, in the fire. You can put it on this ladle if you want to. It'll help.
Okay, so after me, Namo Ramanya Devaya Go Brahmana Vittayaja Vigaritaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Ramanya Devaya Go Brahmana Vittayaja Vigaritaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Ramanya Devaya Go Brahmana Vittayaja Vigaritaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Krishna Janmastri ki. Kisan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
And go around sing that with everybody and things like this.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.